Welcome to Authority Engine, your guide to accelerated business growth through podcasting. Now here's your host, Ben Kruger.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Authority Engine podcast. I'm your host, Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and I'm dedicated to helping you record, engage, and convert through your podcast marketing and becoming the go-to authority in your field. All right, folks, we've got a solo episode. I am up here in northern Chiang Mai, Thailand. Been here for a couple weeks now. Let's see, about 3 weeks, and kind of getting settled in, getting into the swing of things, and really excited. Got my housing set up, got my office set up, and just having a really good time getting some stuff done. And got a couple of really fun things in the works here for the Authority Engine and Small Business Podcasting community coming out shortly. So keep your ear to the ground for that. I'm really, really excited. We're going to be having a lot of fun. So I'm recording this on a nice stormy evening. So if you hear rumblings in the background, that is probably lightning. So it could get intense here on the Authority Engine podcast. We're going to have some fun with it. Today, we are going to be talking about how to know whether a podcast is right for your business. And quite specifically, we're going to dive into the two types of business stages that I've found that podcasting seems to work best to help promote and grow that business. So the two stages a business could be in where podcasting can really work best to grow and promote that business for its future growth. So that's what we are going to dive into today. And of course, this is based off of, you know, me helping launch tons and tons of podcasts for other small business owners and kind of seeing what really ends up working well in the long run and those that don't work that well as well. You know, that's obviously some really valuable feedback. So we're going to dive into it. But before we do, I wanted to send a quick shout out. We got a couple of new 5-star iTunes ratings, and I'm gonna give a quick shout out to one of them. We got a 5-star rating and review from Bill in Clearwater from the USA. He says, short, sweet, to the point. Love the one guest, one topic idea. Always some good nugget of information. And I always listen with notepad nearby, exclamation point. Keep up the good work. Awesome. Thank you so much, Bill. Really appreciate the feedback. It's always really helpful to hear from you guys whether or not I'm on the right track and to hear what you guys would love to hear about next. So if you think we're doing a good job here with Authority Engine, or if you think we're not, I would really love your feedback in iTunes. You can drop us a review, and I really, really value your guys' honest feedback and opinions because that's how I know what to come out with next. So swing by there if you feel so inclined. All right, so like I said, today we got a solo episode going down. We're going to be talking about the two business stages where podcasting seems to work best to promote and grow that business, because we're all about, you know, helping small businesses grow using podcasting here with Authority Engine. So we're going to dive into that. Now, to preface this and to kind of get into the mindset, you as a business owner or as a future business owner have kind of heard of all the merits of podcasting. You know, it allows you to grow your audience and to expose yourself to a brand new, you know, medium of podcast listeners and all these new folks. It allows you to engage with that audience in a deeper connection and a deeper way than, you know, maybe just text. And allows you to kind of be in their earbuds as they're going to work, as they're jogging, all that kind of stuff. It allows you to network in your industry with some of the movers and shakers, especially if you're doing an interview-based podcast. Gives you some of that positioning of authority and allows you to make yourself a bit of an expert in the area that you're talking about with your podcast, and really be very particular about how you want other folks to see you and what they want to relate to you when they do hear about you and run into your podcast and run into your other content online, your products, services, all that stuff. And, you know, for some, it always comes down to just plain and simple. It's way easier than writing blog posts. So, you know, that was one of my initial pulls is, holy crap, this is so much easier than writing a freaking blog post. Some of us are writers, some of us are not. And I certainly fall into the latter category. So that is obviously one real value point and one push point, because as business owners, as people that are going out there and getting it, you know how valuable your time is. And so if it takes a heck of a lot of time to produce content and share it around, you know, we just have to be cognizant of how much time we're spending doing our content marketing and kind of investing in the long term versus creating those short term results. So, and then of course, podcasting can actually be a really powerful sales tool and can drive your numbers up when done properly, which is what we're all about here at Authority Engine. But let's say you know kind of the merits, you know what's going on with podcasting. What I've found is there's two scenarios to where a business is in the perfect position to take advantage of podcasting as a marketing tool. Now, number one, and this one is the better of the two, number one, this scenario is you're a personality-based brand. So your brand is you as an individual. You're an author, you're a speaker, a coach, consultant, expert, membership site owner, something like that, to where you and your face and your personality and your knowledge are a large portion of who your brand is and what your brand stands for. Now, obviously, some of the folks that I listed off, so authors, speakers, that kind of stuff, really dovetails nicely in there with the personality brand piece. Part number one, your personality brand. And this that seems to work out really well. Then number two is you've already got a core product service offering of some sort figured out, as well as a very specific target market that you serve. So let's say you are a success coach for e-commerce store owners, or you are a membership site owner for people who sell insurance online and over the phone. I seem to know a guy or two in that space. So it's very specific. So you've already got your offering figured out. You've already got your specific target market figured out. And usually you've proven the concept of your business. You've proven that there's a need for what you do. You've proven that what you do is profitable for you, that it's profitable for the people that you serve. So they get a lot of value out of it. And they feel like, you know, they got a heck of a steal working with you because the results that they're getting after working with you is off the charts, or whatever it is that you're able to do for them. And you've got a little bit of an initial audience built up. You've got a little bit of momentum going so far. But what you really want to do is you want to grow your audience. You want to position yourself and get that, get your name and your brand as an individual out there into the marketplace. You want to kind of use some sort of a tool to build relationships around the industry, connections that can be really valuable for you down the road. And you also want to have something that allows you to nurture folks who may not be ready yet for what you have to offer. So those four needs for someone in your position, if you fall into kind of this first scenario, those four needs are very optimally served by podcasting. So it allows you to expose yourself to a brand new audience and kind of have that initial audience growth, to have that new tool that you're able to promote your brand and your expertise with. But it also allows you to position yourself as an expert in that space, as somebody who relates with other experts in that space, or somebody who, you know, you can be very specific with your positioning using a podcast so that you can target and be very closely fit to that exact specific target market that you're trying to serve. Not only that, you know, you can build relationships around the space by doing interviews, by reaching out to folks with episodes that you think will be particularly helpful for them, you know, whatever it may be. It doesn't have to be an interview-based podcast for you to use it to build relationships. And then my favorite is number four, the ability to build up a bit of a membership of your podcast listeners, a fan base, a strong connection with those listeners and with that audience, not only with you, but also with each other. And in doing so, you create this customer lifecycle tool that, you know, let's say somebody comes to you, let's say you are a business success coach that helps take people from six figures to seven figures. Let's say that. And somebody comes to you and they're in the low six figure range. They're not quite ready for what you have to offer or what you have to serve, but through your content and through engaging with listening to your podcast episodes and checking out your show notes and commenting on your episode pages or your episode show notes pages, and getting some feedback and kind of going back and forth with other listeners and with you as the host, you build this kind of deep relationship with these folks so that when they do get to the point where they're ready for what you have to offer, you're obviously going to be top of mind for that person. They've been taking advice from you via the podcast for months now. And quite honestly, I've noticed, you know, I've had this with our services, with our podcast launch services. Some folks will not quite be ready for the launch services, and they'll literally check in every once in a while. They'll say, "Hey, just wanted to let you know, I'm not quite there yet. I might be 2 months off, but you can be sure you're going to be the first person I call when I'm ready to launch my podcast or when I'm ready to take my business from six figures to seven figures." It's actually a really interesting and exciting experience having people so excited to get to a level where they're able to use you and utilize what you have to offer that they reach out to you well in advance to let you know that they're coming. Very, very interesting how that works out. And for every one individual that actually reaches out to you to say something like that, there's probably 100 that are thinking that but have not reached out to you to let you know. You know, the old silent majority. Okay, that is scenario one. I know that kind of took a second to go through, but if that sounds like you, if that sounds like, you know, this is the stage that you're at in your business, podcasting could be such a powerful tool for you to help you kind of get that next level, that next piece of exposure, that next, you know, relationship level with your customers and with your potential clients. So that is a lot of fun, and I encourage you to really heavily consider podcasting if that first scenario is talking about you. Okay, for scenario two, this is a little bit different. So let's say, again, we can say, you know, it could be either a personality brand, but this is a little bit more in the beginning stages. So let's say you have, instead of a business already, more particularly, you have an audience or kind of a niche or a deep area of interest that you know you want to serve, that you know you have something to offer them, but you're just not sure what that is yet. So let's say one of your big passions is downhill mountain biking, and you love talking about downhill mountain biking. You love talking to other bikers. You love being a part of that community, but you're not really sure what they need or what, you know, you could offer that community yet. And of course, downhill mountain biking is kind of, you know, just an example. It could be selling life insurance. It could be, you know, whatever you want it to be. It could be writing ebooks. It could be designing ebook covers. It could be anything. But you have kind of a particular audience that you really enjoy being a part of and a really deep interest in a particular subject. So what podcasting can allow you to do then is to build up an initial audience of those folks that you're interested to serve in the long run around that topic that you're really excited about. And you go into it with the mindset of, okay, the initial first months are going to be me building up a little bit of an audience and providing as much value to them as I can right out of the gate, and just kind of gathering that initial base of folks that I can serve in some way. And then what it turns into over time is, how can I learn directly from these folks what their needs are, what their challenges are, what their fears are, you know, what they need to get to the next level of whatever they're doing. So if it's a mountain biker, you know, maybe they're trying to increase their downhill speed, or maybe they're just interested in the newest bike tech, you know. But you never really know until you get in there and figure out directly from these folks what their needs are, what their challenges are, what their fears are, what their, you know, hopes, dreams, and wishes are, all that kind of stuff. As you podcast and as you build this base audience, it's a very intimate thing, and it allows you to kind of get a bit of a two-way conversation going. Because with this type of podcasting, it works really, really well to elicit a lot of feedback from the listeners. And in doing that, it allows you to develop a solution for them with the audience. So kind of as you grow to understand the audience really well, and as you grow to understand their challenges, their fears, their problems, their hopes, dreams, and wishes, it allows you to develop some solutions for them on the go and determine how to monetize that once the show gets really rolling beyond, you know, just sponsors for the podcast. So obviously that's one monetization method, but really that's not a business. Whereas if you have a back-end product, service, something that you offer to these folks that helps solve a problem for them and helps them get wherever they're trying to go, that's going to be much more potent as a business. And then obviously as kind of some bonus or buffer income, you can always sponsor the show and monetize that way as well. So for this method, it's very interesting, and it allows you to use podcasting as kind of that initial audience exposure tool, as a refinement and research tool. So kind of a researching the industry, getting to know it really well and refining whatever offer or whatever need that you're able to serve. And then it can act as your initial sales driver. So that first thing that, you know, that's what everybody's congregated around is the podcast. Again, you've been building a relationship with them by talking shop about whatever they're interested in for a while now. Then you work with them to figure out what it is that they need and what it is you have to offer them, whether that's a product, a service, consulting, whatever it may be. So one really cool example of this is Build My Online Store by Terry Lynn. This is a podcast that he started a little over a year ago. Actually, it might be like a year and a half ago nowadays, but for e-commerce business owners. And at the time, there was maybe two e-commerce podcasts out there. Quite honestly, he didn't have a whole lot of experience in e-commerce. Terry really didn't know a whole lot about e-commerce. But in diving into this podcast, in interviewing a whole bunch of e-commerce entrepreneurs about how to get started in e-commerce and all that kind of stuff, he built up his own expertise really quickly. He built up an audience of folks that were really interested in learning about that, because that niche hadn't been served very well yet. And now I know he operates multiple businesses off of the back end of this podcast, some of them e-commerce, some of them I believe he's got a product of his own, but I encourage you to check that out, buildmyonlinestore.com. He's a very good example of this second profile of podcaster that really helped develop and define the business before there really was one. So use the podcast as that initial launch tool. So do you relate to either one of these scenarios? Because podcasting might be that tool that you need to get where you're trying to go, if that is the case. So if you've been thinking about starting a podcast and you've been kind of mulling it over, and you know you're not quite sure which, you know, when you're going to be ready, or when is the best time to start a podcast necessarily, here are the two scenarios that are absolutely optimal. And of course, if you're on the fringe of that, that's always okay. If you're kind of in the middle ground, that's okay too. But these two are the best case scenarios in any way. And I encourage you, if you've been thinking about this, but you're a little bit discouraged by the tech side of things, you don't quite understand, you know, maybe the strategy of how to go live with a podcast and make sure you get into iTunes New and Noteworthy and get a lot of that initial exposure, because podcasting is a momentum game, I encourage you to check out what we've got to offer for you, our podcast power launch service, which is a 4-week program that takes you from idea and concept to fully published and submitted podcast, which is professionally created. Everything's done for you, from intros, outros, to creating your RSS feed and getting you submitted to iTunes and Stitcher, as well as a fully planned out podcast launch designed to get you that maximum exposure right off the bat and get you into iTunes New and Noteworthy and build that initial momentum for you. So you can learn more about that at the site, as well as grab a quick guide that outlines these two profiles of whether or not you're perfect fit for podcasting, whether or not your business is in the right stages to take maximum advantage of podcasting. You can grab that at authorityengine.com/65, as well as a link to our launch service, our podcast power launch program, which is just really fantastic. I've been having a lot of fun with these launches lately and been getting some really big results. So excited about that. And I encourage you, even if that program is not right for you, to think very seriously about, you know, whether or not podcasting is the right tool to help you get rolling. All right, folks, thank you so much for listening. I want to remind everybody to go out, record your killer content, engage your audience, and convert those listeners into paying customers. I'm Ben Kruger, the podcast marketing guy, and you've been listening to the Authority Engine Podcast, where I'm dedicated to helping you grow your business using the power of podcast marketing every Tuesday morning. All right, folks, have a good one, and we will see you back next week very soon.